As a college, we must go forth with the idea of surviving with the students we have rather than constantly seeking out new students. We should curtail all spending operations except those enhancing our assets, plants, students, and faculty. More important than this, however, is the idea of a guarded posture on the part of the college towards the outside world rather than a posture of openness. Economic matters aside, solidarity that faces out rather than conflict that faces in is what is called for here. To accomplish this, albeit difficult, task of cutting down to size, Mr. Sims must exercise leadership of a high caliber. He must understand that he is no longer a diplomat, marketing his ideas. He must become a manager, a leader, and if necessary, a tyrant. This has been Paul Flint, wishing you a good evening.
China would still have very